Our Old Testament reading will be in Psalm 23. You can find that on page 476 in your pew Bibles. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Our gospel reading this morning will come from the Gospel of John. We'll be reading from chapter 10 of John's Gospel, and we're going to be reading from verses 1 through verse 11. It is found on page 933 of your pew Bible. So let us listen to God's word for us. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs in by another way, that man is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the gatekeeper opens. The sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. A stranger they will not follow, but they will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. This figure Jesus used with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So Jesus again said to them, truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not heed them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. It's the word of the Lord. Eternal God, we give you thanks for your loving presence with us this morning. Lord, I ask that the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be pleasing and acceptable to you. O Lord, my rock and my redeemer, in Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, today we celebrate two things. One, of course, is Mother's Day. And again, I want to wish happy birthday to all the mothers out there and to all of those who serve as our mothers, who have guided us and nurtured us throughout our lives. We lift them up and give thanks to God for them. But this Sunday is also the fourth Sunday in the season of Easter. And the fourth Sunday in the season of Easter is always Shepherd Sunday. Of course, many of us are here today because we have been shepherded by strong mothers who loved us, who cared about us, who, despite our own selves, sometimes did all they could to keep us on the right path. And we give God thanks for all of them. Many of us would not be strong in the faith. We would not be here this morning had it not been for our mothers. And indeed, mothers are very, very important. I remember several years ago when I was a young college student, I went with my mother to the prison where she did Bible study every week. And I remember a young man there, not much older than myself, telling me how blessed I was to have a mother who cared and who had taken the time to rear me in the faith. and he wished that he had a mother who had taken the time to love him enough to tell him about God and to rear him in the faith. So I give God thanks for my own mother and for all of those who served as my mothers, all of those who shepherded me in the faith and in life. But Shepherd Sunday is ultimately about, it's about God. It's about God who is our shepherd. And that's why I like the 23rd Psalm that Melanie read this morning from the Old Testament. It's probably one of the most familiar passages in the Bible. It's a psalm of comfort that is usually read during funerals. And indeed, that is where I first became conscious of it. I remember reading it on the back of my grandfather's funeral bulletin and committing it to memory at the age of 12. Since then, I have seen it and heard it read at numerous funeral and memorial services as a source of real comfort in the midst of pain and loss. But even though we frequently hear this psalm during funerals, it is primarily a psalm about life. It reminds us that God is not only the source of our lives, but that the Lord is our shepherd, the one we can trust to lead us and guide us to abundant life. It's important to understand that when the psalmist says, "The Lord is my shepherd," that he is not engaging in a bit of innocuous religious speak that has no real connection to life, but he's making a bold and daring assertion of faith. In the ancient Mediterranean world, the king was considered to be the shepherd over all of the people that he ruled. The king was the one who was responsible for the welfare of the people. His job was to look after them and protect them and to see that they flourished. And some kings really did try to do a good job at that. They really tried to look after the people, to shepherd them. But most of the times they failed. Instead of looking after the welfare of the people, they often used and exploited the people for their own welfare and benefit. Many shepherds still do that today. Not just political shepherds, but spiritual shepherds as well. The name of the game is often to fleece the flock. And that's why it's always important to have checks and balances. But the psalmist this morning says that there is only one real shepherd. There's only one good shepherd, and that is the Lord. He is the one who really does look after us. He is the one who really does lead us, not just to life, but to abundant life. And abundant life is life that is always lived in proximity to God. It is life that is lived trusting God in the midst of our journeys because we know that God is with us. That's what the psalmist says this morning. He says, "You are with me. You are with me, O God." Those of us who remember Psalm 22, the psalm that precedes Psalm 23, remembers that the psalmist cries out in anguish, my God, why have you forsaken me?" But now here in Psalm 23, the psalmist understands that God has not forsaken him, but that God is with him. "You are with me." When God is with us, leading us and guiding us like a shepherd, we find that we are not in want of anything. God gives us everything that we need to be the people that God has called us to be. "The Lord is my shepherd," says the psalmist, "and because the Lord is my shepherd, there's nothing that I shall want." Please note, I didn't say that God gives us everything that we want or desire. We live in a society that manufactures all kinds of desires and wants. It's part of the way that we try to feel that deep yearning, that deep hunger that we have inside of us, at the center of our lives, that hunger that we have for God. We try to fill it up with more and more things and more wants, but it never works. It never works because we were made for God. We were created to glorify God and to be in the presence of God forever. We were created by God, and we were made to be in the presence of God because God is our shepherd. And in God, we have all that we need. In our Wednesday night Bible study, we've been looking at the story of the Exodus, the story of God leading the Israelites across the wilderness. And they don't have anything that they are in want of. God always looks after their needs. He doesn't always give them what they want or what they think they want, but he looks after their needs. When the people are hungry, he gives them food. He gives them manna from heaven. When the people want more than manna, he gives them quail to eat. When they want water, he gives them water. When they want to be assured of God's presence with them, he gives them that too. A cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. And God does the same for each and every one of us. He gives us what we need. And what we need most in a confused and darkened world where we are often lost is a shepherd, a good shepherd. And the Lord is our shepherd. When God is with us, leading us and guiding us as our shepherd, we find that those dry and parched places in our lives sooner or later give way to green pastures and still waters. We all have those dry periods in our lives when we feel spiritually barren and psychologically spent. We all have those periods in our lives when we are at the end of our rope, when we're struggling to hold on, struggling to survive. I prayed the prayer, I'm sure you prayed it too. Lord, just get me through this barren patch. Just get me through this moment of dryness in my life. Just get me through this difficulty. Just get me through this unemployment. Just get me through this relationship breakup. Just get me through it, Lord. Lead me on to green pastures. The Bible tells us that if we put our faith and trust in God, that he will get us through it, that he will restore our souls. He will restore and replenish our souls, our lives, because the Lord is our shepherd. And of course, when the Lord God is with us, leading us and guiding us as a shepherd, we will fear no evil. Not because there's no evil out there. We live in a world that is filled with evil. We live in a world that is filled with people who will do us harm. A world of thieves and bandits and robbers and terrorists. But even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil. We fear no evil because in life and in death we belong to God. In life and in death, there is nothing that can separate us from the love of God. We belong to God. God is with us. God loves us. God is looking out for us because God is our shepherd. And there's no reason for us to be afraid. Now, I know that there are a lot of people who don't like this shepherd imagery. Least because of what it says about God and more because of what it says about us, that we are sheep. And sheep are not the most appealing animals in the world. Many of us, if we were given our choice, would want to be something else. If we had to be an animal, we'd prefer to be a lion or an eagle or something majestic like that. But sheep, well, they're just sheep. They scatter. They run, they get lost, their eyesight is bad, they're not the smartest creatures in the world, and of course, they're flock animals. They don't think for themselves, but they need to be led. And none of us like to think of ourselves in that way. We don't want to be sheep. We don't like to think of ourselves being sheep. We like to think of ourselves being leaders. We like to think of ourselves being in control of our own destiny. We like to think of ourselves leading the way instead of being led. Many of us would like to think that we can make it to green pastures and still waters on our own. And most of the time, we do pretty good at that. Most of the time, we can take care of ourselves. Sometimes we convince ourselves that we don't really need a shepherd. All we need is our own hard work, our own ingenuity, our own initiative. We can do it all on our own. Thank you very much. And then one day something happens that shakes our world, reminding us of how lost we are, how scattered we are, how bewildered we are, how frightened we are, how much we are all in need of a shepherd, someone to lead us and to guide us and to put us on the right path. I still remember quite vividly the Tuesday evening of 9/11 when people started trickling into Oakhurst Presbyterian Church in Decatur, Georgia. I don't know how people knew there was going to be a service that evening. The Twin Towers were still etched in all of our minds, seeing those towers came down, but people began to trickle into the church, and the church began to fill up. People that I'd never seen before, the sanctuary full in a way that I'd never seen before. Doctors and lawyers, bankers and school teachers, hard-boiled business people, seminary professors, the academic staff at Emory University, they all came trugging through the doors. Not the kind of people that you would think of as sheep. But they all flocked together that evening to hear a lowly seminary intern and a hastily prepared preacher declare to them that the Lord is our shepherd. The Lord is the shepherd, even in the midst of tragedy, even in the midst of emergency, even when we are bewildered, even when we are frightened, even when we don't know what's going to happen next, even when we don't know what's going on, even when we don't know who is attacking us, the Lord is our shepherd. I don't know how many of them bought it that evening. Not long after, our political shepherds told everyone just to go shopping and to leave everything to them. But there was no doubt in everybody's mind that what was needed was a shepherd, someone who could lead us and guide us in that moment of uncertainty. In Mark's gospel, we are told that when Jesus sees the crowd flocking to him, that he is filled with compassion for them because they're like sheep without a shepherd. No one who cares for them, no one to protect them, no one who speaks for them, no one who loves them, no one who cares enough about them to tell them the truth, no one to sacrifice for them. At best, they become pawns in someone else's schemes. At worst, they are preyed upon by thieves and bandits and wolves. What they need is a shepherd, a good shepherd, someone who loves them, someone who cares for them, someone who has put his own life on the line for them. I'm reminded of the images that I've seen this week of people who are like sheep. People who are looking for someone to provide direction for them, to care for them. Thinking about the women, the mothers in Nigeria whose children have been kidnapped and who are looking for their children. They want somebody to care for them, a shepherd who will look out for them and who will bring their children back. I think about the children, the street children in Brazil. Children without mothers and fathers, orphans wanting someone to care for them and love them, being cast aside by the powers that be because they do not count. I think about the people in Syria who are caught in the midst and grip of war. Their political shepherds don't care anything about them. The other side don't care anything about them. They're caught in the middle of war and conflict, wishing there was someone who loved them and cared for them and showed them the right direction. Think about countless people around the world, people in our own country, people who have very little power, very little resources, and who are therefore vulnerable to the powers that blow across our world, needing someone to love them and speak for them and care for them. They're looking for a good shepherd. The Lord says in our gospel reading for this morning that that's who I am. Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. Jesus is the good shepherd because he is with us. He is God with us, leading us and guiding us and putting us on the right path. Jesus is the good shepherd because he is the one who really loves us and cares for us and has our interest at stake. Jesus is the good shepherd because he has come not only to bring us abundant life, but he is the one who has laid down his life for all of us. All the other shepherds say they are our shepherds, but at the end of the day, they care not about us. Certainly not enough about us to put their own life on the line for us, but Jesus has come to us, he has come to be with us, and he has died for all of us. Maybe you are here this morning and you are lost. Maybe you are here this morning and you are scattered and bewildered. Maybe you are here this morning because you are scared and you're running because that's what we do as sheep. Whenever we become scared, we run. Maybe you are here this morning because you've been thrown off the wrong path. If you are here this morning, I would invite you to listen. Listen to the voice of the shepherd. Listen to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Listen to him because he is calling you. Listen to him because he is pursuing you with goodness and mercy. Listen because he has prepared a place for you. He wants to bring you home. He wants to bring all of us home so that we might dwell in the house of God forever. Listen to the shepherd call you into safety and abundant life. The Lord Jesus Christ is indeed our shepherd. Because he loves us and cares for us. And he wants us to follow him into that world of self-giving love that he has shown through his great sacrifice for all of us on the cross. Let us pray. Eternal God, we're reminded of your great love for us. We're reminded that you love us and that you care about us, that you are not so far up in heaven that you do not see and care and seek to rescue us. Lord, we give you thanks for the shepherd that you have sent us, a shepherd whose very heart is turned to us, who has given us everything that we need, who has sacrificed much for us, including his very life. We ask, Lord, that you give us the strength to follow him into the path of abundant life, to follow him as he leads us to green pastures and still waters, to follow him as he restores and replenishes our lives, to follow him as he brings us close to your very heart. We ask that you continue to be with each and every one of us as we seek to follow you. In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.